Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. And I thank God that the studio is open and was able to receive my call. And I see on the line so many people have called in and got through. For this, I have to say, praise be to God, from whom all blessings flow. God is truly in a blessing business, and he's blessing us right now, right here, in the midst of everything that's going on in the world. You know, there's a fight in the people because of the coronavirus that's going around. And yes, it is real. And we have to realize that there's so many things about it that we don't know, and we'll never know. You know, people have a way of hiding what they don't want you to know and holding back on information. But I'm asking each and every one of you to pray, because God can change things. Pray, because God can turn all things around. Pray for one another, that we don't contract the virus, our loved ones. Pray. But it's Wednesday night again, and I'm sorry that I missed you guys on last week because we had difficult in the studio, but God has opened the airwaves for us tonight. And with that being said, tonight is the first Wednesday of the month. So we're going to have our prayer line open. We're going to have our prayer warrior pray for those on our prayer list. And we're going to continue to pray for one another. I first thank God for the opportunity that he allowed me to come on this program Wednesday after Wednesday. You know, it's not because I'm so good. It's not because I'm so smart. But God chooses who he wants. And I have to say it was God, because I never knew nothing about the station. I never knew anything about a Blog Talker. And I wasn't all of that computer friendly. And someone came to me and asked me to be on the program. And that was ever since 2012 or 13. And Wednesday after Wednesday, we come together to explore the Word of God together. And many of you have been with me since the beginning. And others have joined in with us. And for each and every one of you, I can only say thank God for you. And I say glory be to God for all that he's doing. I want y'all to know that I truly love each and every one of you. Plenty of you, I might know that you call in. I might not know your number. And there are some numbers that I don't know. But to each and every one of you, I say thank you for all of the listeners in South Africa and the ones in the UK and the ones in China and the ones that call in, well, not call in, but pick the program up off of the computer, South Africa. I say thank you. And I pray that God's word accomplish what it set out to do in each and every one of you, one of your lives. I thank God for you guys. It's because of you I feel like my living is really not in vain, that I do have a purpose. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and play a song. The title of our lesson tonight is Faith in action. And we're going to be in the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter. We're going to expound on the 1st through the 16th verse. And so I chose a song, and the song is called We Come This Far by Faith. And it's sung by Dinah Hathaway. So we're going to listen to the song. We're going to come back, and we're going to turn the program over to Sister Pam, who's going to go to the throne of grace on all of our behalf. The coronavirus, the tornado that just happened around the country. There's so much to pray for, as well as those names that are listed on our prayer list. So I'm going to play the song, and we'll come back and go into prayer. My heart's heavy tonight. It's filled with love. God is truly in the blessing business. And the Holy Spirit is working in and through us. But we have to cooperate. We have to let God have his way. We have to always remember it's not our will, but it's God's will. That's going to be done. So you might as well join him, because you can't stop him and you can't block him.
Oh,
we come this far by faith. And we have to realize that truly, wherever you are, and if God keep waking you up, it is faith that has gotten you what you have, where you are, and even where you're going. So it's that faith. And the record said, we come this far by faith. So I'm just asking you to keep growing in grace. Hallelujah. What you receive by faith to continue in your walk with God. And I always like to say, hold on to the confession of your faith, because that's what gets you through. Because the confession of your faith, you say you love God, you say you trust God, you say you believe God, you believe in his son, you know, all that faith. So you say all of these things, so when it just don't seem like it's going the way you want it, remember, you come this far by faith and continue to press for the mark of the high calling, which is Christ Jesus, with faith. And at this time, Sister Pam, I press the button and I've opened your mic, and you have the studio at this time.
Good evening, everybody. It's the first Wednesday of the month, and it's time for the prayer list. And I'd just like to ask if anybody have a prayer request or someone that they want to add to the prayer list, you can always let it be added at the end of the program. Esther Lucas, Jim and Kathy Hartman, Diane Dustin and Derek McBride, Mary Hodges, Lance Brown, the Martin family, Tammy Ditto, Verlene Garrett, Derek Olive, Maddie Lala and family, Javonda Caples, Sharon, Maisha Bryan, and family, Shamika Alexander, Mimi, Beverly Ferguson, Daniel, Jasmine, Elizabeth Smith, Cedric Edwards, Rolanda Lacey, Florida Kazier, Gregory Kolar, Gwen Ellis, and prayer tonight for all those families that was affected by the tornado in Tennessee that lost their lives, all the families that was affected by the house fires that went on through this week, and those that have been affected by the coronavirus. I just want to say tonight that prayer time, y'all. It's prayer time. Time is winding up for us. We're in the last days. And it's just prayer times. We got to pray one for another. We got to stay on bending knees daily. It's just prayer times. All these things that's happening, it's got to happen because God already foresaid it. It's been written, so it's got to happen. But we just got to stay prayerful, and we just got to hold on to our faith, like Sister Diane said. We got to hold on to the confession of our faith. Oh, God, I just thank you tonight for being here amongst the living. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for life. We thank you for your grace and for your mercy. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your compassion and most of all for your love. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for our sister in Christ, Minister Diane. We pray that you bless her and her family. Please, Lord Jesus, just continue to crown her head with the wisdom and with the knowledge that comes from you. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together again once more on a Wednesday night for Bible study. Father God, we asking you for prayers and asking you that you continue to bless our Bible study. Lord, we ask you to please bless each and every person near and far that's here every Wednesday night on this prayer line and this Bible. Lord, we love you, Jesus. We just give you all the praise. We give you all the glory, and we give you all the honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, I said amen and thank God.
Thank you so much, Sister Pam. And with all everything that's going on, and as Sister Pam said, it's praying time. So if anyone else would like to pray at this time, there's never too much prayer. And we all can that we are in need of prayer. So if anyone else would like to pray, you could press the one button on your phone. And you could enter the studio and go before the throne of grace, because prayer changes things.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
So if anyone would like to pray, I'm giving you the opportunity at this time. If not, you may decide by the end of the program. But I want to read the title of the program again. The title of the program is State in Action. We coming from the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and we're going to expound on the 1st through the 16th verse. And I always do background. So tonight, since I'm talking about Hebrews 11, and for those who know, the 11th chapter of Hebrews is called, the Bible calls it the Hall of Fame of Faith. The Hall of Fame. You know, they got the Hall of Fame for the football players, for the basketball players. They have all of these Halls of Fame because they did these things. Well, in the Bible, God had his Hall of Fame established. And I don't want you to get it twisted, because not just those that's in there have faith, because many of us are walking in faith. But these are the examples that he decided to put in the Bible for us to see. Remember, an example, the Bible is full of examples, and that's why God gave us different characters and tell us how they walked and tell us their mistakes and tell us what they did good. And it also tell us what they didn't do right. And it tells us when they did good, what did they get? And when they did wrong, what happened? You know, it's a wise person would learn from the mistakes of others than having to do that mistake and pay for the penalty. Also, a wise person could see a person that is upright in God, doing their best with the things of God. And then you follow how they do it, and you'll receive the blessings like they have. You know, perhaps one of the components of a Christian life is more than faith. We cannot purchase it, sell it, and you can't give it to a friend. You can't get it from your mama or go to college to achieve it. So what is faith, and what role does faith play in the Christian life? The dictionary defines faith as a belief in, devotion to, or trust in somebody or something, especially without logical proof. It also defines faith as belief in and devotion of God. You know, that's what the Bible calls faith. Having devotion and belief in God. The Bible has much more to say about faith and how important it is. In fact, it is so important that without it, we have no place with God, and it is impossible to please him. without faith. So if you're walking around and know in your heart you don't believe what you heard or what they say about God and different things like that, you have to check yourself and make sure you have faith in what you hear and what they say about God and what you study and what you read and what you have for a witness is the things he did in your life. Think back over your life and you could truly say that you've been blessed. And that's how you get a testimony. You know, everybody that was healed by God, they could stand up on a mountaintop and talking about how he's a healer. Anybody got delivered from whatever could stand in the valley low and talking about he's a deliverer. Hallelujah. Anybody who got in a jam and then was finally, you know, out of the jam can say he make a way out of no way. Anybody who could say, even while I was yet in my sin, Jesus came and he took me in. And you could call him and know that he's a savior. Hallelujah. The things of God is for you. God is God. God is full of faith. Jesus is faith. God is love. God is full of love. God know the Bible because he wrote the Bible. So you have to remember everything that God is arranging and rearranging and setting up and developing and sending your way is for you. So have faith that he could continue to do that, that he will continue to work all things out for your good. You might ask the question, why I need faith? God designed a way to distinguish between those who belong to him and those who don't. And it is called faith. Very simple. We need faith to please God. God tells us that it pleases him that we believe in him, even though we can't see him. You know, there's somewhere in the Bible say, blessed are those who believe and yet not seen. You know, the disciples walked with Jesus and Moses heard the voice of God as he talked to him and Paul, you know, was on the road to Damascus and Jesus called his name, and Samuel was living in a temple with Eli and God spoke to him. Come on, y'all. But they had some experiences and different things like that, kind of one-on-one-ish. But the scriptures say, how much more blessed are those who believe and have not seen. And that's some on faith. So we're going to go into scripture, so I won't keep y'all past the time tonight. Because the Holy Ghost has just got me going where he wants me to go. And I'm not stopping him. But he's still going to let me pick it up when he wants me to pick it up. Hallelujah. But we're in the 11th chapter. We're going to read the first verse, the second verse, and the third verse. And it reads as follows. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For it is the elders, for by it the elders obtained a good report. 3, through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. So the things that which are seen were not made with things that do appear. It's telling you when God formulated the world, he did it by his word. When he spoke it, it was. There wasn't nothing that he had to pull from this side and pull from that side and put them together and make a tree. He spoke it and there was a tree. He, you know, he hallelujah. It was nothing there. The scriptures let us know. It was framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. You see, the Bible is full of examples for us to see who and how we should pattern ourselves after. As a general rule of thumb, I suggest that you imitate goodness and turn away from disobedience. The Bible explains very clearly that when God created us, he created us in his image, and he's constantly working on us to take the image of his son. Jesus walked the earth for 3 years showing us how to treat and love one another. Don't line yourself up to somebody else. You line yourself up to Jesus, and then you give me, let me see the scorecard. I don't do the things she do. But you're doing some things you shouldn't do that you do. Because no one is perfect and we all fall short. You see, the 11th chapter is called the Bible State Hall of Fame. It shows many who operated in great faith. And guess what? And was rewarded for it. This scripture is not the definition of faith, but it tells us and it lets us know that what faith does. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Faith, what I just said, faith is when we walk in faith, we're sure what we hoping for, and we're sure what God told us that we have, and we show that yes, God can do it. And we show it, we show that God can fix it. And we show that God will never leave you and never leave you nor forsake you. You see, faith is being sure. And being sure of what? Being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. I want to tell you tonight, if you can see it, you don't need faith. Being sure, believers, being sure means that you believe in God's character. He is who he say he is. And being certain knows that he does what he said he would do. Because if he said it, then you could believe it. And you see, many times we have great faith in certain areas. We believe God for this and we believe God for that, but we don't believe God for the other. And then sometimes we start off with whatever we're dealing with, and we go to God in prayer, and we feel good about it, and we say hallelujah 3 times, and we get up, and then we start going through the day, and then we decide that we're going to help God out, and we take it back out of God's hand and put it in our hand and start to arrange and rearrange it to what we think it should be. You got to be careful who you place your faith in. There are those who place their faith in their job. Some place their faith in their education. Some have a lot of money, and that's where their faith lies in. You know, they figure they got enough money that they could do whatever they want to do, when they want to do it, how they want to do it, till they leave away from here. And even some have faith in a material status. You know, they got this and that, and everybody feeling good about them, and that's what they're making their God, the status, because that's what make them feel good, not who they are, but what do people perceive them to be. And that's a sad place to be, but it's real, y'all. And they make all of these things their God by trusting and putting their place, putting their faith in them. The Bible lets us know that man will let us down. And I think the scriptures say man will let you down all the time. You see, according to the Bible, state his belief and trust in one true God with actually seeing him. To receive the gift of faith, and yes, it is a gift, you have to believe that the world was framed by the word of God. Do you believe when God said, let there everything was put in place, you, me, your mama, your daddy, your grandmother, the slaves, as you honored last month in Black History Month. And remember, God was in a plan for that, because you see, if you look at Harriet Tubman, you know, she had visions and she took and walked all of those miles, and you know that God was carrying her and guiding her through danger seen and unseen. And then when she got to the place and got her freedom, hallelujah, you know, because her faith in God, she believed God had told her and given her this assignment and purpose. So she decided to go back and get some more, and that was very unselfish of her. Hallelujah. But you could see the hand of God all through it, because all the time she was taken care of through danger seen and unseen, and God always made a way out of no way. And if you look at, so you know God was even there in slavery. The youngsters ask me all the time, Sister Diane, where was God? How could he let that happen to our people? But he was right there in the middle of it. And even when you can't hear his voice, trust is plain. He's God, and he does understand. You see, and then if you look at Martin Luther King didn't educate to be the leader that he was. God gave him a dream. And in the dream, God was working all things out together with him. And God was right there with him all the time. You know, he gave him a vision that one day we shall overcome, and one day let the freedom ring, not just for us, but for every nation, creed, and color. The Holy Ghost giving y'all some Black history. And then, if you look at, you know, it's hundreds of years since slavery, and yet we still oppress. But if you can look at Hussein Obama II, and you can see how they tried to keep us in the outhouse. And they still trying to keep us in our outhouse today. But glory be to God that Obama was able to stay in the White House for 8 years. So from the outhouse to the White House, nothing but God. Nothing but God. God is truly in control. Not some things, but all things, all the matters in your life. Your good, your bad, your ugly, your trials, your tribulations, your shortcomings, your mistakes. He's right there. And if y'all remember the lesson week before last, I told you God can't love you no more than he love you right now. And God has given everyone a measure of faith. So don't think you don't have faith, and because faith is a gift from God, and God gives everybody that gift when you accept his son. And yes, it is a gift, and God does give it to everybody. In the scripture, if you want to see where it's at, he gives everybody a measure of faith. Yes, he does. And if we look at the next scripture, and they start talking about the faith, as that was telling God was, y'all got to remember, the Bible was written by 40 men. It was written by them, but inspired by God, and all the men was from all walks of life. God wasn't going to have his Bible, which is the 66 books, you know, where it couldn't reach everyone. So it's complete, y'all. Check it out. Verse 4 said, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was a righteous man, God testifying of his gift. Watch this, y'all. You say everything that you do for God, there's a reward. Now, God talks about Abel, what he did for God, and then it was better than Cain, and he obtained a witness that he was righteous. God counted him as righteousness. And look what this says, the bottom, the next part of it. God testifying of his gift, and by it he's being dead, yet speaketh. That means that, you know, he did it right. He was accounted as righteous. What do you want to be accounted as when you die? You know, this is saying that Abel got that. And then, you know, and then even though he's dead, God allowed his name and his legacy to live on and on and on and on. Because the scripture says, being dead, yet speaketh. God gives us examples in the Bible to learn what to do and what not to do. Abel gave a more excellent sacrifice to God than Cain. This pleased God and made his brothers angry, and Cain killed Abel. Now, I don't know at that time how many more children Adam and Eve had, but, you know, we might just say Adam, Eve, Cain, and Abel. Four people on the earth. All of them kin. And so much evil was right there because of what Adam and Eve had did with the fruit. The sin and the evil was already there that he killed his brother. So in the year 2020, you cut on your news and you see all of these murders. And, you know, anything that, you know, the crime and the evil is escalating day by day, y'all. That's why we got to pray. And we pray for it to get better. But the point I'm trying to say, there was four people on earth. And we got all these people. And we got this crazy people in leadership. And we got all of this stuff on social media. And we got everybody going against everybody else. And all of these shows on, you know, play hating on people and talking about people. People treating bad people bad on jobs, and they leave out and go in their car and get the gun. So the point I'm trying to say, that there's nothing new under the sun. But you got to keep on praying. You know, even the day Abel is spoken as a righteous man, and Cain is known as a curse. And, you know, we don't really know why Cain's sacrifice was more acceptable unto God. It may have been the attitude in which he gave. Come on now, y'all giving God this half, you know, cock stuff, and the attitude you giving, I'm going to just do it because that's what they said, but I don't feel like it. And I'm going to do it so it can be counted good for me. God looks at the heart. And he looks at your heart, the attitude in which you give anything to him, and the intent what you're doing it for. You see, so we don't know, but it could have been the attitude in which he gave it, or the quality of what he gave. So when y'all ain't giving God y'all best, and you think God's got to accept it, remember, God looks at the heart. The scripture states that being dead, yes, speaketh, means speaking of him, he has a legacy forever. And I ask you tonight, what will be said about you after you die? Will God be able to say, servant, well done? Or does it matter to you? And if we look at the fifth verse and the sixth verse, it says, by faith Enoch was translated that he would not see death and was not found because God, hallelujah, had translated him. For before his translation, he had his testimony. You see, before that happened, and why it happened, because the scripture tells us right here that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who cometh to God must believe that he is, watch this, and that he is a rewarder of them that seek him. You see, Enoch's life is summarized with the word, he walked with God. He was a man who walked with God for over 300 years on a daily basis. And you see, that was no easy task. And then one day, he and God walked off to heaven. You know, that's why the Bible says Enoch didn't see death. And it was Enoch, and Elijah was the same way. He went to heaven in a chariot. So they never saw physical death. You see, Enoch lived in an ungodly society. He was a man who was at peace with God. Are you at peace with God? Are you still trying to beat up on yourself and just so godly sorry for not doing it the way you think your God should want it? But I come to tell you tonight, God is not looking for your perfection. He's only looking for the direction that you're going in, because we will have to run this race until it's all said and done. You're not doing a sprint. It's not a destination. This life is a journey. God knew you couldn't be perfect, because if one man could have been perfect, Jesus Christ wouldn't have had to die. You see, Enoch's reward was because of his faith. He did not receive a physical death. Now, can you imagine being with God way back then? And then have to go through all these trials and tribulations and heartaches and pain and grief on this earth. And if we look at 7, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he commanded the world and became the heir of righteousness, which is by faith. What happened? Noah was faithful. God destroyed the whole world, and by faith, Noah reward for being such a faithful man, God saved his house. You know, when he condemned the world. And they became the heirs of the righteousness, which is by faith. You see, assuming that there was no generational break, nor present the 10 generation from Adam. So you look at this for a little while, because I ain't got that much time. But from Adam to Noah was only 10 generations, and the world was so wicked that God decided to Noah represent the 10th generation from Adam. The Lord saw how great man wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of their heart was only evil all the time. At this point, God determined to pass judgment on the world through the flood. Despite the rapid wickedness that was increasing greatly upon the world, there was a man who stand out, a man whose life was characterized by the hand of God's grace was upon him. At that time, at the time of Noah, it had never rained. People couldn't conceive a flood. You know, the ground was wet by mist and a dew. So when Noah kept saying, you know, come on, it's going to rain, it's going to flood, you know, they looked at him as being foolish, start saying he was strange. You know, you start labeling people in your neighborhood because they just don't act like you think they should. But sometimes you will have to stand alone in your faith. You know, sometimes people say, don't take all of that. You going to church again tonight? Well, what it might take for me to just stay close to God, you might not need all of that. For me to stay close to God, you know, I might have to read more. I might have to study more. I want to study more, and I, you know, because that's my joy. They tell you only the things you do for Christ gonna last. You know, I done had so much foolishness in the world. Look like I'm full of foolishness. So I'm trying to get full of something else. Noah built the ark by faith. Noah believed God by faith. Even though he couldn't see it, he did what God told him to do. His faith saved him and his family. But this is something amazing that I want to just throw in there right now. It's amazing that when the flood ended and Noah and his family stepped off the ark, everything was destroyed except Noah's family, the two birds, the bees, you know, things like that. But it's amazing that when Noah stepped off the ark, sin followed. Hallelujah. That amazes me. In verse 8, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go into a place which he should, after receive an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whether he was going. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob. That's his two boys. Well, his son and his son's son, three generations. The heirs with him of the same promise. That's why people, when sometimes they be praying, they say the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. See Isaac and Jacob in that scripture. And 10 said, for he looked for a city which has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. 11 said, through faith also Sarah had received strength to conceive a seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age. She was too old to have children. She probably was in a change of life. But you see, God does what he wants, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprung there even of one of him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as of the sand which is by the sea. You know, we are all under Abraham. So when they say as many as the stars, when you count all of us, you know, that's why we say Father Abraham had many sons, and many sons had Father Abraham. God promised him. And every promise that God gave Abraham belongs to you, because you're an heir. You see, Abraham was filled with faith. At God's command, he left and went to another land, obeying without question. He was told he would be the father of many nations. He was old and childless, but he believed the covenant that God made with him. In obedience, he was even willing to sacrifice his son Isaac. Sarah, Abraham's wife, was barren. God promised a son. But Sarah doubted. Hallelujah. That she could become pregnant in her old age. First she laughed, but she turned around and then she believed. Sometimes we believe what God has said. Our faith falter, and we take things in our own hands and make a mess. Y'all know what happened. Sarah gave Abraham her maid, and they have Ishmael, and not Sarah Hader, and put him out. But God said he know that was Moses, Abraham's son, Ishmael. God told him, man, don't worry about it. I'm going to make him out of the nation. The Ishmaelites is Ishmael. Hallelujah. God take care of his people. God said it, and it came to pass. The 12 tribes of Israel, Ishmael became a nation, and yet they did receive the promised land. You see, 13 through 16, as I'm this my last one, all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them far off and was persecuted. Let me start over. All these died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them far off and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth. That's the same thing when we say we on earth, but we on earth, but we not, we in the earth, but we not of the earth. We pilgrims passing through. This is not our home. That's what it's talking about. For they say such things, declare plainly that they seek a country. 15, and truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had the opportunity to return to it. But now they desire a better place, a better country, that is, an heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their father, for he has prepared for them a city. You see, the scripture is telling us, these people of faith died without having received all that God had promised. Some things that God is going to promise you and promise me, we're not going to get it on this side. Just like I have to tell people, not have to tell people, but I want to sound like that. Just like I often share with people that all the healing is not going to happen on this side. Even the poorest person going to feel riches all outdoors. And really, you know, it just is. Everything you won't receive on this side, they did not get to see Jesus Christ being born, which is the promise. But they never lost their visions of heaven, a better place. See, we put too much focus on the here and now. God wants us to have tunnel vision to eternal life and what he has stacked up for us. And sometimes you ask, why God do this and God do that? Everybody who accepts Jesus Christ as their Savior is going to live in, have eternal life forever. That won't compare to none of this. Dead and life doesn't intertwine. You're not going to even remember you lived in New Orleans. You're not going to remember what kind of car you drove. Because only those things done for Christ is going to last. So you got to set your sights on things that matter. They became impatient. You know, some people, they, you know, don't want to believe in Christ. They become impatient and want to quit. But the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but those who endure to the end. Jesus had faith and trusted God unto death. And we must do the same thing. Take courage in these heroes of faith who lived and died without seeing the fruit of their faith on earth and yet continue to believe. This is God's Hall of Fame for faith people. Will you be considered quality for faith Hall of Fame? Your righteousness once you dead, as it did for Abel, it'll yet speak. You know how some people on people caskets have their work wasn't in vain? Here lives a righteous man and all of those things. You see, your righteousness will live long after you die. And not all rewards will be experienced on this side. But all promises will be fulfilled in eternity. That's why we could say with a smile on our face, come, Lord Jesus, come. When you saying, come, Lord Jesus, come, you know, it's not like you trying to make this life so short. Because I guess you figure you have fun, and I guess you like what you're doing. But can you imagine? It cannot compare. Come, Lord Jesus, come. This world is not our home. It is best for us not to be attached to it. The world desires and professions that we can't move out at God's command. You know? Here we see that only those things done for Christ will last. You know, fate is a bad boy. You know, when you really get some faith in your life, no matter what's going on, you can say hallelujah, praise be to God. You know, faith is what allows you to have. Faith is what gives you patience. And that patience will give you perseverance. You see, it's made that it all work together. It builds you up. It makes you strong. So that's our program for tonight. And if anybody would like to pray, you could press the one button on your phone. And if anyone is listening on a computer, and there's a number on a computer that says the Block Talk number 5-314-945-7659. If you call that number, you'll come into the studio. And if you press the one button on your phone, I can open a mic and you could speak through the airwaves. God is truly in a blessing business. And time is running out. And we are his children. We living in the kingdom of God here on earth. And I don't know if you ever thought about what kind of citizen are you in the kingdom of God? Just giving food for thought. That's our program for tonight. And if anyone has anything to say, you could press the one button on the phone. Caller, your number is 504-5715. Your mic is open.
Yes, I was calling to do the closeout prayer.
Okay, Sister Minister Elyria Mackey has come up to do the closing prayer. But if anyone else would like to say anything before she go with the prayer, you could press the one button on your phone. You could give words of encouragement. You could talk about your faith. You could talk about the goodness of God. You might have a praise report. You know, I wonder if God ever do anything for anybody sometimes. We love him, we say. We trust him and we need him. And this is not Diane's Bible study. This is all of our Bible study. And one of you may have something to say that the people could receive it better than if I said it. Everybody have a purpose. Everybody is asked to share the word of God. And y'all keep calling every Monday or Wednesday night. Well, I do a Bible study on Monday as well. But y'all keep calling on Wednesday night. And I just want you to know that you are only being taught that you may teach. Sister Larry, your mic is open.
Yes, we just thank God for being here this evening. God is good, and he is that way all the time. I thank him for keeping me. Oh, God. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you are worthy of the praise, the honor, and the glory. I thank you, Lord God, because your word declares if any of us lack wisdom, ask of God who give it liberally, Lord God, and upbraid it not.
God, we just come thank you for opening up the eyes of our understanding this evening. God, you say faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And God, we thank you for increasing faith tonight, Lord God. You said if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. And we thank you because we realize that we are Jesus Christ's heirs. Oh, God, we are heirs of you and joint heirs with Christ. We are your purchased possessions. We thank you because we are of a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. We are peculiar people. Oh, God, we are a chosen generation who's been called out of darkness into your marvelous light. God, I lift up those that are on the prayer list tonight, Lord God, that you would be their strength, Lord God. God, I pray right now for Minister Reverend James Watt, whose wife went home to be with the Lord. God, I pray for Minister Elroy Mackey, whose mother went home to be with the Lord. God, I ask that you would strengthen the whole family. Be their encouragement, oh God, because you said in your word that you're able to bind up broken hearts. I ask that you would bind up the broken hearts right now in the mighty name of Jesus of all of those that have lost loved ones, those that have went home to be with you, Lord God. I ask that you would touch hearts right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Your word declares that you won't put on us no more than we can bear and that we can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. And it's according to the power that worketh in us. And you said in your word that we shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon us. And we could be witnesses, oh God, no matter wherever we at, we can tell of your goodness. God, I thank you because you healed me from cancer, oh God. I thank you that you kept me when I got bit by a rattlesnake, oh God. God, I thank you that you kept me when I was a baby and fell on a glass by the Lord. Oh, God, it's your grace and your mercy that keeps us, Lord. And you said in your word, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you know how to deliver us out of them all. And you said, oh, God, that the kingdom of God suffered violence, but the violent take it back by force. And, God, you said, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And, God, we have authority over the enemy, Lord. You said no weapon formed against us shall prosper. You said when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against him. And I thank you for raising up standards, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I lift Minister Diane up to you, Lord God, that you would be her strength as she goes through the days, oh God. And I thank you for giving her as well as every one of us new mercies morning after morning. As your word declares, and regardless of what we go through, we realize that your grace is sufficient, and we can stand on your promises because they are yea, and they are amen. And God, I ask that the peace of God would rest rule and abide with each and every one of us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray and I give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. So much, Minister Mackey. And I was just about to close, but I remember that one of the callers, when this lesson went out, she said that the verse in the 11th chapter, verse 39, she said, "Would I please expound on it?" And it's not going to take long, so please don't hang up. But it said that, "And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, receive not the promise." They talking about the promise of what God had in store, the promise of letting his son die for our sins and becoming our Savior. They weren't here when the promise was fulfilled, but they kept going in faith. And the promise is still going to do what it's, you know, because of Jesus and his blood, it's going to protect them and it's going to bring them in eternal life as well. So the promise through faith, they had not received the promise. They weren't here to receive, alive to receive the promise that they, that was always spoken of, which was Jesus Christ. Well, that was Hebrews 11:39. Thank you, caller, for taking that time and asking me that question. And if you need more information, of course, you know, you could always call And with all of that being said, at this time, I'm going to do a benediction, and we're going to close out for tonight. Anyone had anything else to say? You could still press the one button on your phone. If not, my favorite benediction and what I want to leave with you is, please grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3:18. And that's our program for tonight. God loves you, and so do I. Good night. Be blessed. And if it's the Lord's will, we'll meet on next week.